January 17, 2013 is Sawat from Pedro's show.
Thank you. Miller! Strike! Ah, oh, you hate me! Get it! Mine! Server one out! Who went for a gun? You're not real! You deserve to pay! Another one of mine! Goddamn sake! I can see through your bullshit and all your lies! The police are in mass! Time to cut those ties! And all you still want to charge me pain! And you're the only one to blame! Greedy, pathetic, belligerent liar! I hope you and your family die of fire!
Why, for Pedro Show, hey, Brother Matt.
Hey, how's
you doing?
Welcome.
Yeah, we got some warm weather at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point here.
Bitchin' day.
Now, I mean, sounds like whining because it is middle of January, but last few days, I think Monday it got to 34, which was a 20-year record downtown L.A. And maybe we'll get, we were in the 70s today?
Yeah, pretty
good. Yeah, so it's, we're back to regular.
SoCal,
right. SoCalisthenics. Now we start off the show with What's New by John Coltrane. And KF03 by Suwako. And then a song from our guest today, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks. By Short Temper. His members Short Temper, Big Nick's.
Right on.
Big Nick Aguilar's new band.
What's up?
So let's introduce everybody.
I'm Nick. I play drums.
I'm Chance. I sing.
I'm Victor. I play guitar. And
our bass player couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's five of you.
Yeah. This is a...
Two side mice?
These are our roadies.
Cool, welcome.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Coffee.
And I'm Sloth.
Cool. Coffee and Sloth? Happening.
Yeah,
so you're, that's a good energy name for dude who's going to help schlep shit.
The muscle of the
Shabara.
Yeah.
Cool. You ever been to, because I'm thinking of that word, LACMA?
LACMA?
The museum?
Yeah. I've been there.
No, I have
not.
What's big about it? What's sitting right next to you?
Some tar pits.
That's right, Brother Matt. Tar pits. And they found a lot of bones in there. And one of them is a giant...
Sloth.
Ground sloth. This thing was like, this thing was like 9-10 feet tall, bigger than a grizzly and shit. And nowadays sloths, they hang from trees. They got just two toed, right?
They're trippy. They got big old long claws because they just spend so much time in a tree and they sleep like 23 hours a day and they wake up and they eat these berries that are fermented and get drunk for the 4 hours.
Sounds rad.
And they conk again.
They spend so much time chilling that there's moss and all kinds of
growing in their fur.
Yeah, they kind of are green.
So what about your hair? You been taking care?
Yeah, I'm
hygiene. They do. They got slow metabolism. Mm.
Down in the Amazon.
Some things are really fast, like hummingbirds, and then there's the other side,
way slow. In the Amazon, they use the little baby ones as like teddy bears, you know? The kids are playing with them.
Yeah, like
cool
dolls.
Get some cool pictures of it.
Damn. Yeah. These cats, they ate leaves and stuff, but they were just giant. And there's saber-toothed tigers and... mammoths, mastodons, and all kinds of that stuff.
Yeah, easy prey for the big tigers.
Well, they think it would, they call it, I was reading somewhere, carnivore trap. Is you just get one target thing caught, and then all the clowns trying to chow on them, they get caught too.
Mm-hmm.
So we got all kinds of stuff and preserved,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the tar. And that's why you see all them oil derricks when you're going over Blair Hills and stuff.
Yeah, some of those backyards got little patches of oil. I mean, Maria Montgomery had a little
comes
patch
up
of oil
the
right in the backyard over in her pad.
Anyway, why are you Coffee? You move quick?
Well, I see.
Oh, you know what? I came to Navy Housing from Virginia here. And there was a cat across from me. His name is Steve Coffee. His pop was a chief, too.
EY? Was it spelled EY?
I wonder. I was only like 9 or 10. It was 10. And I can't remember. Maybe it was EY.
Yeah.
Like yours?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you're related. Maybe. Long time I haven't thought of Steve Coffey in a long. In fact, the first name is pretty trippy to remember because we all maybe house and no one used first names. Yeah, so that's a trip. Even if there was brothers, it'd be the other Thompson. Yeah, fakes. Huh? Was that recorded here in Pedro?
That was actually recorded in Inglewood.
Inglewood.
A few weeks ago.
What's the name of the studio?
It's called the Morgue Studios.
The Morgue?
Yeah, our friend Chris runs it.
Yeah, he's real cool.
I want to talk about... Man, all right. I want to talk about how you got the band together and stuff. And we talked about Nick's journey through music, but I'd like to know about Cats, too. Let's play some music first.
It's what it's all about. Because no one like you, you don't care about anyone, none of it, your own self. Think about, don't be touching yourself. Touch this place, that's my head. And all these feelings want me gut. Why can't I do anything right? Touch any statement, that's all right. Be a fucking idiot, it's what I'm all about. Because no one like me, I don't care about anyone, none of it, my own self. Think about, don't be touching yourself. Touch this place, that's my head. And all these feelings want me gut. Why can't I do anything right? Something is the mess, that's all right. Stuck in my head. And now we're dead. Stuck in my head. And now you're gone!
Mr. Bro.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. We just, at the beginning of that chunk of music, we heard something brand new from Short Temper. I guess recorded at the morgue there in Inglewood. And only, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
We
heard something from Holland, a band called GFR doing Final Hour. And after that, The Sun Is Still by Frisia. I think Frisia is from the Valley. And Hairspray Heart, Black Moth, Super Rainbow, they're Pittsburgh, I know that. And Brother Jonathan with Dot Hacker, a tune called Eye Opener. He's been touring with Evie Kane. We've played some of his stuff. This is from another band he's got with Josh, who now plays with
Bivers.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Remember
came
Josh
over here with John?
Yeah, Josh Klinghoff.
And finally, Glimpse Trio with your idea. Glimpse Trio up in the Bay Area. Mike. And Arm. Mike's from Cleveland originally. Okay, so I want to know about Short Temper. What's the history?
Well, we started off like mid July of 2011.
Spokesman.
Yeah. I do all the talking.
Yeah, and they always got a leader. Every band's got a leader.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. But we started off, yeah, right around that time. We were going to, me and my bass player, we're going to shows in Hermosa at a bar called Susie's. We would see bands.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
And you're going to a bar, huh?
Yeah. Sneaking in.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Susie's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought no. Susie's is Hermosa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I played there once or twice. Yeah. In fact, I think once was with Mike from the Glimpse Trio, but Calvin Newborn was on drums. No, Calvin Weston. Drumming man who played with James Blood Ulmer. I played with him when he was a teenager with Minutemen. Remember, he got on Georgie's drums, didn't adjust anything, just got on and rode those things. So you're watching gigs at Susie. Susie's like a Mexican restaurant.
It's like a...
Nice people there.
Yeah, it's good. It's all right, you know.
PA was kind of toy.
Yeah. They,
it's on but, Aviation?
Yeah, it's on Aviation.
Yeah.
They,
maybe twice I played.
They let us, like, have, you know, the shows there and whatnot. I've seen Circle One there, Decry there, you know, tons
Decry's
of bands.
Still around. Wow.
Yeah, they're still around.
Play with Decry. Circle One, they lost their main guy.
Yeah, I think the only one that's left is like
John?
Mike Vallejo. I think he's the only one that's left.
Well, or, John, the singer, man.
Yeah.
I think got shot to death on the Santa Monica Pier. He's pushing people off or something crazy.
Yeah.
Casillas. What's his name? A long time ago. Anyway, Circle One was actually a Germ song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other side, you know, God. Nicky beat on drums. So, they let you put on shows, but you ain't got the band yet.
No, this is before we had actually gotten together.
You see your shows at Susie's.
Yeah, and one day, like, we, because me and our bass player, we went to the same school. And
what
we just,
was that?
We went to West High in Torrance.
West.
Yeah. And
Torrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we're originally like from, because we were all from Torrance originally, and then you know, members came and members went.
Yeah.
But we got this idea. We were like, you know what? Let's start a band. Because I mean, I had been playing in bands, you know, since I was like 12, 13 years old, and I was just like, you know, forget it. Let's just start writing songs. And Jeff said he would start playing bass.
Yeah.
And I, you know, taught him how to play. I taught him how to play bass. You know, I gave him mine. I was like, here, dude, learn this.
Oh, you were a bass fan?
Bass, you know, guitar, whatever, you know.
Play everything.
Yeah.
So you gave him the bass?
Yeah, and he picked it up, you know, decently fast.
First batch of songs?
Yeah, first batch of songs.
Did
first
you call Short Temper right away?
We had a couple names, like
what?
We had a name called LSD. It was for Lazy Stinking Drunks.
Yeah.
And we were going to, I forget what else we were going to be called. I think we were going to call ourselves The Generics or something like that. But then one day I got an idea because, you know, obviously I'm short. I got red hair.
Yeah.
You know, so I already got a lot stacked up against me. I came up with the idea, Short Temper. I was like, you know, because I'm angry, you know? So I was like...
But it was what? Just a two-man crew?
Yeah, just... No, no, it was just okay. Us, but, you know,
just
this was...
Just getting the tunes together.
Yeah, and then, so I met,
Well, you gotta have a name, yeah.
Yeah, no, and I met...
In the old days, you know, there'd be bands with names before they ever wrote a song or even jam.
Yeah.
The Dicks told me, Gary Floyd told me about putting up flyers. You know?
They didn't have a bad
you know, in their mind they did, but they didn't ever practice, they never wrote a song that was coming. The threat, you know. So
Then we met our first guitar player.
So you thought it was time. Now we got the song.
Yeah, like we
let's take it to the stage.
Yeah, the first song I wrote was a song called "Waste of Time," and it was, you know, really simple, like 30-second song, whatnot, and we broke, you know, pretty much branched off of that, and came up with our first album, and we met our
who's on drums.
Our friend, Isaac, he's not with us anymore. He's, you know, got his own stuff going on, but for the time that he was with us, he recorded, the first album with us, so.
The first thing.
Yeah.
But none of these cats are involved.
No, not, none of them were involved yet.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Let's play some music. We'll get on to where they get involved.
I got no fancy car, never was no superstar. Got no Grammy trophy, got no problem if y'all approach me. Never had no Rolling Stone cover, never had no top 10 hit my brother. Got no TV show, got no Maybachs, Benz or Rolls. Got no movie roles, got no platinum or gold. Got no diamond rings, watches, and all them things. Got no way to plane, what I mean is got no private jet. But I also got no regrets, got no swag. What I got, no love, something I never had.
We got it all.
Got it all. You know this.
Nothing's changed, still the same.
You got your help,
We got it all.
Got no mansions, restaurants, I got no yacht. Well, I got no choice but to show y'all what some of us forgot. Never was hot, never was pop, but I never ever stopped that real hip-hop. Got no paparazzi, got no company that got me. Walking alone in the hood, so it's easy to spot me, y'all. Got no million follower friends on Twitter, on Facebook, look at my friends. Got no thing for video games, got no shame saying I ain't never playing. Got no hate for things that are great, don't you know I salute. Y'all probably got the same thing. We ain't never talking about no things here now.
Nothing's changed, feel the same.
Look at your loved ones. Look at your young ones.
Nothing changed, feel the same.
chase something. It's all something that ain't loving you. You have everything if you just look at it. Word.
Says 9:03. You better watch out for little Cycle Henny. 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 Well, she don't wear blouses, she don't wear skirts, just tight blue jeans, boots, and racing shirts. She tears at those beaches alongside Pasadena. Now little Cycle Annie, they just don't get any meaner. Y'all better watch out for little Cycle Annie. 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 Got a competition Harley, California high bars. Well, Class A trailer, she can take on any cars. Now, Rachel Porter's got a four-speed pick. Little Cycle Annie, well, she's a real tough chick. Y'all better watch out for little Cycle Annie. 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 Well, little Cycle Annie, she has got a guy named Joe, and he trails her around just about everywhere she goes. I ain't saying nothing, baby, I ain't saying that I'm mine. When both of them get on their bike, it's Joe sits behind. You better watch out for little Cycle Annie. 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 Watch out for little Cycle Annie.
Pieces of Me by Ms. Melvis. Before that was Greg Turner with Cyclani. Ms. Melvis came to my gig in Austin, so I guess she lives there. Greg Turner in New Mexico, Santa Fe. Yeah, I played guitar for her Angry Samoans.
Nice.
And the Cyclani is actually a Lou Reed song that he wrote when he was doing some kind of Brill Building thing when he was younger. Ahead of that was Edie Sedgwick, they're DC, a tune called Heat Wave, great band. Before that was Sean Lennon. He just made a soundtrack to a movie called Alter Egos, and that song's called Tits. You know, when you do a soundtrack, so they're pieces of stuff for the movie, so they're not really tunes, but well, they are tunes, but yeah. It's a whole album of
whatever the
what do you call it, incidental?
Yeah.
All right. Some dude farting in the elevator.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference, though.
Like yeah, big time. Yeah. Right. For example, Saturday Night Fever. Or Jaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And ahead of that, Mystical Weapons. That's a new band Sean Lennon's got with Greg Sardier of Deerhoof. In a tune called Gilbert Releases His Pet Salamander Into the Wild. And yet another album from Bob Pollard. He's got two more coming, too. This cat. You know about him? It's Guided by Voices, man. He's out of Dayton, Ohio. And Winter Comes to Those Who Pray. And start everything off with something brand new by Public Enemy. And Chuck D, you know, now lives in Ventura. He's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, Ventura. And a tune called Everything.
Could be a place for him to pick.
Yeah. Well, his wife, I think, is a professor at a college
Okay.
Meeting. Getting back to the story. So, you and the bass man wrote the first batch of tunes.
Yeah.
Then you got two other buddies, so you could start playing these in front of people. Did you do gigs with that lineup?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Where,
played
Susie's?
Yeah, our first show was actually... the last punk show they had at Susie's.
Oh, no more gigs there?
Yeah, there's no more gigs there after that. It was us, the STDs, Desensitized Youth, and a couple others. But we played there. It was our first show, and it was the last punk rock show ever, because that night it was our guitar player's birthday,
yeah.
And it just went off, man. Like, we broke, like, tables, the ATM machine that was there. Like, it just went crazy.
From dancing?
Yeah, yeah, from dancing and whatnot.
Not from or whatnot.
Slamming. Okay, so how long did that lineup last?
That lineup lasted a long time. We were playing, like, as much as we could. Our second show was at a parking lot in Pedro.
How long ago was this?
This was, like, September... of 2011.
Okay, so we're talking a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And, you know, we played, it was on First and Pacific. That was kind of our defining point, really.
First and Pacific here in Pedro?
Yeah. It was at a skate shop parking lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like rapid transit parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auto parts.
Yep.
Is Zacatecas still there?
Zacatecas Bar.
It was
called King King Club. It's had a bunch of names.
Yeah.
The owner asked me if my band wanted to play.
Store on the other side. You said couches behind in the alley. That's near the Star Theater where D. Boone used to do gigs.
Yeah.
Not only a couple blocks away where Black Flag did their second gig with Reactor. Well, I didn't know they had gigs, so you played outside there in the parking lot.
Yeah, we played there in the parking lot. We were the second band up, and everybody was standing up against the walls, you know. They were just, you know, kind of hanging out.
Checking out.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I'm like, this is a punk rock show. Like, we're supposed to be angry. We're supposed to be mad about stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, get up off the wall, you know.
Yeah.
You dirty hippies, you know, you make me sick, you know. It's like you're
are
not
they
a
hippies?
No, they you know they had their
kids,
yeah, they had their mohawks and their leather and their spikes.
They're dressed up.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, if you guys
shopping?
Yeah, no. I don't know if it's that bad, but you know,
do folks make their clothes anymore?
Yeah, they still do.
Good.
They still do.
Personalize them.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking personalized, I'm talking about real punk rock.
Punk rock.
Monkey Ward. So you tried to get them involved.
Yeah, I was like, all right,
goad them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I started taking beer cans, and I would crack them, and throw them at them. And I was nailing kids. I was just nailing kids with them. And
wow,
they, I was like,
beers.
Yeah. Well, no, no, no. It wasn't. No, no. They were not full. They were definitely not full. I was
no,
taking.
I've been hit with full beer. I've been hit with full beer kids. They hurt.
Oh yeah. No.
And batteries and bullets and money. Sacks of shit. A puke. And used condoms. I've been hit with everything. And a full beer can hurts. Right in the chest.
Damn.
With no arms to block because you're
playing.
Working the bass. Yeah. Wow. So did they get involved? Did they
take
their hand?
No, I told them. I was like, I dare you guys to come up here and try to stand. You know, come try to stand while I'm here. Because every time they would get close, I would knock them all down. So they just started, you know, started a huge pit. There was probably like, I want to say like 150 kids there.
Wow, and, that's a good crowd.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was, like I said, that was
what
like...
What was big about that gig? Was that the last of that lineup?
No, it wasn't the last of that lineup.
Was
it was
your
just...
first real show?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was just kind of like the defining...
I thought the real show was Susan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like it was like the defining point, I think, for myself as a frontman. And
oh,
kind of my identity of
trying
who,
to take control of, the
of taking control, yeah, and who I was really on stage
persona.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Getting in front of people and working songs. Yeah. How long did it last that format?
That lasted for until about February 2011, and our drummer had personal stuff going on in his life that he had to go handle. So I got another friend to come drum for us. His name is Tony.
Tony.
His nickname is Sticks. He's from a band called the Altar Boys. They're from Carson.
Spit Sticks, remember him?
I do.
Fear drummer.
He's good.
So personnel changes.
Yeah.
Still not these guys though.
No, no, not yet, not yet. It's kind of a bit of a long story, yeah, little drama. But Tony, he's a great drummer, you know, absolutely like flawless. Yeah, no, he was from Carson actually.
Carson.
And
across,
we put
right
over the freeway.
Yeah, that's where. Right?
Yep.
Isn't it the line? I guess what's they just call that Torrance, that high school.
Yeah, the old Torrance, it's on Carson, classic old place.
Right, the old
Spartans,
is that
they're called?
Downtown.
Oh, wow.
Spartans on PCH.
Yeah. Spartans is south.
Yeah,
it's south.
Tartars?
Yeah, it's Torrance Tartars or something.
That's trippy. Yeah. Fish stick.
Maybe some Ruskies or something. Yeah. Tartar. Anyway, so how long did he last?
He stayed with us until about, I want to say, when did you start playing guitar for us?
It was the summer,
so
right?
So he's out when he came in.
Yeah, he, we had went on, over the summer, we had went on tour up to Reno and Tahoe and played there for, like, we were up there for about 4 days.
Yeah.
And we played, like, 3 gigs, and that was, you know, it was really fun. That was a lot of fun up there. And then, you know, our guitar player, he couldn't make the cut anymore for us. Because we were getting, you know,
he didn't think he played good enough.
No, he couldn't make it, you know, because, I mean, I'm the one who writes 90% of the songs. I write the guitar, the bass, you know, the drums and the lyrics and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's really, you know, fast, technical stuff, but it's still, you know, it's very punk and metal at the same time, you know, kind of crossed together.
Okay.
And I knew that Victor played in a band called the Nut Jobs, and I had seen them before a few times. And
we played together before.
Yeah, we had played a couple of shows together, and I had you know.
Nut Jobs is a big Knicks band.
Yeah, me and Victor.
Yeah. When did we start that? Like,
we started like earlier than Short Tempered. We just didn't really do anything with ourselves yet. We started in like late 2010.
We talked about it before, right?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
That's another one.
I got to see him at Big Fish.
You bad.
We're at the end of the first hour. We're gonna have to pick this up in the next hour. The drama, the saga, the story of Short Tempered, very interesting. I want to talk to you a little bit about punk and metal. It's in January 17, 2013 edition of Walk Pedro Show. First hour. Hold tight for hour
2 with our guest, Short Temper. January 17th, 2013. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Fall. I have no church or philosophy. I ain't never known or told a joke. I smoke in bed. I smoke when fed. I know the ins and outs of smoke. And when there's smoke, there's fire. The B-side of desire. And if it's true, it can't be you. It.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show started the second hour off with some Mau Maus. Old punk from Hollywood. But this is a brand new record called Green Light. I think there's something going on, right? Long Beach? Isn't there a big punk gig coming?
I don't know.
In February. And Mau Maus are playing there. There's all kinds of bands playing. You guys know about this?
Yeah, Punk Rock Picnic.
Right.
That's what it is.
Punk Rock Picnic. And I even saw a radio station frequency on there. There's somebody playing that stuff?
Yeah.
That'd be great. On the radio. But I'll be on tour Europe, so I can't go see the show, but a lot of bands are playing. I know the Mau Maus are. After that, we heard Yoko Ono with Kim Gordon, Thurston Moore doing I Missed You, listening part one. Spiel Gusher with Out of Smokes after that. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Everybody knows that tune. That's Cardinal Kitchen. That's Brother Steve McKay, sax man of the Stooges back in the early 70s.
Yeah.
When he was shopping the tape. The only label that took the demo, Roulette Records. Right? Tommy James has got a musical coming out. And Mafia. Right. So I hear. And Seasick after that with Sorry. Seasick, Bay Area. Oakland. Oak Down. Deerhoof after that with The Trouble with Candy Hands. God, they're everywhere now. All the different members. And Shimmy with J'ai Pris la Lune. The Prize of the Moon. And then Cat Power, something new, Always On My Own, and finally the Manic Blow with Amazing Star. You know about the Manic Blow? The singer's name is Jack. He had a band called TSOL.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we know TSOL.
There you go.
Yeah.
You do. You don't know Manic Blow, you should check them out. The idea of punk was of a sound, because you said your band is a mix of metal and punk, and some of the, in the old days, punk wasn't really a sound. There was gigs, punk gigs, and punk rockers went there, but actually people didn't really know what it was kind of supposed to be. I guess the first idea was Ramones, but then there was stuff, have you heard of Screamers? Have you heard of Nervous Gender?
Yeah.
These bands even have guitars. Seemed like it was just anything. It was kind of a freak out. But then I guess it kind of, especially when hardcore came in the 80s, it kind of turned into like a fast guitar music. That's
yeah.
And the metal kind of came out of this, or what do they call it, shred, or so many different words for this. Yeah, Slayer band.
Yeah.
I think they even covered some songs by the Sex Pistols or something. But actually, I think punk was anything you could get away with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The scene was so loose, you could get up there. They weren't really into long hair and bell bottoms, like you were saying, the hippie.
I still wore Hawaiian shirts, so I thought that was punk.
Yeah, and I saw some dudes with bell bottoms, too, and long hair and mustaches and shit like that. No one really knew. And there were skinny ties.
It's all a good show. Yeah, we played a show.
Kind of new wave. I'm talking about in the 70s. See, I graduated high school in 76, so I was right in the right place, right time. I was lucky. Saw this thing come up, and it was interesting. The Weirdos drummer. Have you heard of the Weirdos?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a Pedro guy. Nicky B. And that's how we found out about the scene. So I'm curious about, how many years later is it? 36,
36, right around
37.
37 years later, people's take on it. And it's really important, cats like you, because it's not just something you study on Wikipedia or something. It's you're actually making a band and making songs.
It's trippy. 37 years. Remember, first started here in oldies. It was in like the 60s, and they were only like 10 years old then.
Yeah, I know, I know. Because think about it, when I was, you know, because I'm from the 70s, right? So that's like me listening to the music from the
30s.
And like none of us did. Yeah. None of us listened to 50s music. Not even really 60s music, even. Except maybe Cream or some Who. And yeah, we were really self-involved weirdos. Younger people are pretty open-minded. They don't care. About time. So it's interesting you guys pick up on this stuff.
But back to the drama of Short Temper. Yeah. The guitar man wasn't good enough.
Yeah, the...
So you had to get Victor on board, because he is good.
Yeah, no, he... I saw the way, you know, he could play pretty well. And
how do you know him? From playing with Nutjobs?
From playing with the Nutjobs. So we had kind of, you know, a previous acquaintance, and I asked him to come aboard with us. And told him, you know, this is the real deal. You know, we play every weekend. You know, we do records. We're, you know, a happening thing.
Yeah.
And he said he was on board for it. And so we played two shows with our drummer, Isaac. We played one in Lawndale at some guy's backyard, and we were the headlining band that night.
Kegger.
And, yeah, pretty much. And it was great. The show went well. We did...
That's Victor's first gig.
Yeah, it was his first gig. We did...
Johnstock, right?
Johnstock, yeah.
Is that Richard's house?
No, that's Dickstock.
Sorry.
It's... we did 10 songs that night.
Yeah.
And it went great. Then
you did another one?
Yeah, we did another one on 137th. At a house there, we were the second band to close, and there was easily, I want to say, 150, 200 plus kids there. In
the house?
It was in like a long driveway.
Yeah.
And we were playing.
The driveway of a
yeah,
house.
Yeah, and we were playing in the garage.
That had
cost income, wow.
Yeah.
And so that's the second gig, and what happens? The drummer bails out?
Yeah, after that, well, the funny thing about that show, though, was... We had played, and a death metal band was going on after us.
Yeah.
After we played, yeah. Everyone left. There was probably like maybe 40, 30 people there for the last band. Because we robbed the crowd from, you know, it was kind of a, that was kind of like, you know, kind of showing him that, you know, we are, you know, the real thing.
But the drummer didn't buy it.
He's yeah, he I don't think he was really...
Ran out of gas.
Yeah, he wasn't into it anymore.
It happens, I see it.
Yeah, no, it does.
You know the poet Arthur Rimbaud?
I don't believe so.
One day you'll read about it. He only did poetry 2 or 3 years, like 16 to 19. And then he was done. And he was an incredible poet, but there's only so much. Other cats...
Walt Whitman, right, working on his Leaves of Grass, though. His whole life.
And it looked better. Started with 12 poems and ended up with like over 400. But people are different. So I think you just got accepted.
Yeah.
So it was like, bye, Isaac. And is this when Big Nick fills the shoes, or is there a drummer in between?
We had practiced with a few other drummers. We practiced with our friend... his name is Ryan. He was from a band called Hellspawn. He was like a speed metal drummer.
Yeah.
And it just didn't really fit with him, you know, because like he's used to, you know, doing all kinds of crazy blast beats and whatnot. But then he got the idea. Victor got the idea to bring Nick.
We're trying out other drummers and it ain't working.
Yeah.
So yeah, Victor knows Big Nick from Nutjobs.
Yeah.
And so he suggests over.
Yeah.
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 Let's try out. Okay. How long ago was this?
This was like mid-October when they asked me to be in the band.
A few months ago.
And
maybe that's when I saw that gig. Or no, a little later.
That was in September.
It was before?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you saw Nutjobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in September.
That was
before. I was in Short Temper. We played with Short Temper that night.
And it was another dude on the bass.
Oh, yeah, Austin. Yeah, Wyatt was long gone.
Right. Is that job's gone?
No, we're still together.
Still around. Okay.
We have like 8 songs. We're trying to cut
and
out.
We had a bass man from, I met the parents, in fact.
Yeah.
He was from Torrance or
oh,
Redondo. Austin.
Yeah,
or
he's from Redondo.
Okay. So, have you done gigs with...
Yeah. Yes, we have. Yeah. We've done a lot
of
gigs.
The first one?
The first one was, like, in Compton
somewhere. Yeah, our first show was in Compton.
Oh, when? Late October.
Oh, okay. So right after trying out.
Kind of, yeah.
Did good.
I learned all their songs in, like, a day, huh?
Yeah, he learned like, 16 songs in 2 hours.
Yeah,
so.
He got it.
Yeah,
got
on Nick.
And we hit the ground running, so.
And then, how many weeks ago did you do the album?
We did the album, like, I want to say, like...
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. So between that time, got it all tight and stuff, because it sounded good. It sounded really good. Who engineered it? The boss? The guy who owns it?
Yeah, he...
DeMore?
Yeah, the his name is Chris from the Morgue Studios.
Good, good job.
Yeah,
good job, Chris,
the caretaker.
Yeah, when McNerney's. I think McNerney, his son drove off the cliff.
Oh, oh wow.
A long time. It was foggy, and there was no fence, and they wow. got disoriented. Yeah, I think there was a buddy in the truck, too. It's terrible. Wow. Many years ago. Anyway, okay. We're going to take a. We're going to have Brother Matt do a spin cycle coming up, but then I want to get into a. Because you weren't on the show last time, Victor.
I mean, this is my first time.
Yeah, because you're an incredible musician. I'd be curious about your music journey and also yours, because you play everything and all the shit, and you kind of the leader and the meister. And, I'm very curious about that. But it's time for Brother Matt to bring forth the spin cycle.
Say what you mean. Do what you do to me. You shake a bone. Chica Pow.
I'm ready to change my name.
Many, many thanks for the spin cycle. What was your influence?
I guess that one was kind of started by a police encounter this week. That was kind of bunk.
You had a police encounter.
Well, it wasn't so much me, fortunately. That was a good part of the police encounter. It wasn't about me. A couple of my students got in a brawl.
Oh.
And one was 18, one was 17. Oh. He just turned 18 like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it was like felony assault.
Damn.
And just a whole unfortunate thing based on some bunk choices.
Yeah.
And a bloody girl.
Damn.
Yeah, she got her face.
That's what life's about, is choices.
Yep.
You know, are you going to turn around and walk away? And stick around for another day?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to stand your ground.
He got hauled off in handcuffs, so it didn't work out so good for him.
No. But hopefully, you know, it'll be better. So there was kind of a bummer for your inspiration, your spin cyclage.
Yeah, so that's what came out of it.
Okay. While you were, you know.
You guys had some cool raps going on.
Yeah, there. I was rapping while you were, the soundtrack to my rap was some history with the next shift, the younger shift in the scene.
Kind so like what year were you guys born?
93.
91.
97.
95.
Well, you know, what's interesting is you know about a lot of these characters and these things that happen in the old days. How do you find out? Internet? People write about
research.
This stuff?
Research. Stories.
Oh, so you research. So you want to know. Well, find out, right?
Not so much that, too, but, like, I mean, I had been going to shows for a long time, and all the old cats always like to tell you stories about the old days. Man, this happened then. Like, I saw Black Flag in the garage, this, and that.
Yeah.
So I think that had a big part of it, too.
I met guys like
Pedro
that.
High. That was cool.
I just found out that a first skateboard was, like, the basis.
You know that they played a lunchtime at San Pedro High.
Black Flag.
Nice. Blew out the PA in the first two.
I've seen that.
And the girl who put on the gig got suspended.
What?
So through Apple Adam, he picked up an eight.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
It was really wild for people. Pedro was so backwater, that really shook up a lot of folks.
Yeah, I went to Pedro.
So there's kind of a lore, folklore. We're talking about this stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Not just... you look at it on the internet, but people are, like, actually telling you their own stories.
Yeah.
Or stories of stories of stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my friends used to hang out where Black Flag played, right, where those stairs are.
Where's this?
On Pedro.
Oh, you mean in Pedro High? Yeah.
Yeah,
it was outside in the courtyard.
Yeah. Flagpole.
By the flagpole. And there's a story about that in the 60s, or early 70s.
Who played?
No, it's not about music. It's about wearing black armbands and... We're not with this Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah.
And also some issues over cutting your hair. People used to get upset about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, teachers used to get involved and some be getting in.
Haircuts, can you imagine? Or another one, big one was an earring. A guy had an earring in his ear. Oh, wow. And it was huge.
Well, I mean, it depends on left or right side.
Whatever side, it was just an earring. Even though you had pirates wearing them hundreds of years ago, they were so uptight. So you can imagine Flag coming a few years later.
All hell broke loose.
And,
yeah, pirates were because they said it improved their eyesight. And that's an acupressure point for your eyes there.
See?
Bonus facts.
And,
right on.
Thank you for that, buddy. But, the trippy about, what is kosh, what is acceptable, and then what's it like over the line, and you... There was a group in Orange County. I remember Dukowski went and debated him on, what was his name, Tom Snyder?
He had
a talk show at nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
And this lady was, I can't remember her name, but she was from a group called Parents of Punkers, and it was parents trying to come together to help mutual support to get through this with their problem childs.
To cure their children.
Problem childs.
To cure their kids or whatever.
And all this stuff, you know, and they would have known down the road was, Blink-182.
The new social attack.
Yeah, it was really trippy.
No,
and we had to deal with it, too. I could get into that with the police. And, they didn't want to think it was just music. It was, luckily, you cats don't have to go through stuff like that. It's made me...
getting stuff to go through.
More silly putty. Yeah, you have your own thing. Well, what you got is you want to find your own sound. You want to find what's inside you and what you want to express. That's always going to be a dilemma. These other things, God, they were all a bunch of nuisance on top of that. Not even letting you get to that point. Just trying to stop it up right from the get-go because of an outside look, like a haircut or a jewelry or a view about the some kind of policy in the land that you live in. Trippy. But you know what a farmer would tell you, maybe? If you want a good crop, use a lot of manure. Bring it on, motherfuckers. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, January 17, 2013 edition of Watt from Pedro Show, or I guess Brother Matt, Short Temper here.
Yeah.
We're going to get talk to him some more. Hold tight for hour three. January 17, 2013. It's third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Freedom 4. Terminate operation.
I gotta go, folks. But before I do, here's a little souvenir from Freedom.
How do you legislate? How do you legislate? Share a form with me.
Yeah. time, I got my monkey. I lost a fight. I asked my coach, what happened? Because my leg went weak. You train, you fight. You know, that's how my boxing thing started. My life went on after that. I got to New York. Shit, this is America for real. I wonder, it makes no goddamn sense.
Pedro Show, start off the third hour with Zout doing Boré. You know Boré. It's a Bach feud.
Okay.
And Zout is, his other name is HWB, which means hardest working boy. It's Alexander from Moscow. But he's living out in the country now. And, good cat. He fucking built his own guitar. Talk about DIY. This cat built it out of wood from the fireplace and teaching himself how to play and shit. And, you know, Boré, you would know. Jethro Tull did a version of it. Remember back. Then we heard Rhythmical from Yucca. They're a Tokyo band. We say Yucca. You know, the cactus.
Mm-hmm.
And Black House for Scott by Boy Dirt Car. They're a Minneapolis band. It's like their big, like, opera kind of thing. Maybe from 7 or 8 years ago, some it was sent to me as like a in memoriam or something, memories. Good old days. You know, way back in 2003.
I said, Minneapolis guy here yesterday. My new supervisor has lived in L.A. for 20 years and never been to Pedro.
Whoa.
In all that time. So, until he had this
job. What part was he living?
Like Pico Rivera and
Joe lived there
and
time.
Some East Side action over.
Okay. But that's the way SoCal is.
Yeah.
We're balkanized. People don't know anything.
Yeah, so he totally tripped out coming up to our spot up here.
I remember bringing Joe Bison to practice. He said, God damn, you can see all this shit here? By the way, I was telling you earlier about kayaking Tuesday. Any of you people aware of Sea Launch?
I don't believe so.
There's a company in Long Beach that takes rockets from the Ukraine to launch satellites. They took an oil platform, turned it into a launch pad. This thing sails on its own to the equator. I saw this thing yesterday, Tuesday, when I was paddling. Today I didn't see anything. I saw a Foss tractor waiting for a camera.
Just sitting out there.
Yeah, Hyundai. Yeah, sitting out there right in the mouth.
So that thing took off Tuesday on its way to the equator.
And the launch is January 30th. Wow. It must take a little while, but it was jamming. And like I said, you can't see. It's got six legs, you know, and you can't see for every three, each of the three legs, they've got a, like, ice skate boat, you know. So it's taking a look at this giant launch pad just jamming, like, 10 knots, 12 knots in the open sea. I mean, it's the most surreal thing you could see. It was like, whoa. Yeah. You can see it easy. It's always parked when they're not doing
a
mission.
Yeah, long
when you're coming over Gerald Desmond Ditch. By the way, that thing
is on its final days.
The bridge is coming, They're building a taller bridge there. They're going to build right alongside. And there's a mothership that looks like a cruise ship next to it. But you can see these things. If you're going towards Long Beach, look to your starboard and you'll see them sitting there.
You remember the bridge before Gerald Desmond Bridge?
It was a pontoon bridge when I was a boy. Scary, that's when I first came to Pedro. And when a boat came by, they had to yank this fucking bridge out of the water. It was floats.
Oh, yeah, they used to do that.
That's cool.
And finally, we heard Too Many People Do the Wrong Thing by the Eternals, and It Makes No Goddamn Sense by Alex Lambert and Travis Dickerson. Okay, back to the short-tempered cats. Victor, when did you start playing?
I started playing guitar when I was 15, but before that, I was really into, like, art, like, drawing and painting and stuff, so...
So you're an artist first.
Yeah.
T-Boom.
Yeah.
You drew first, then.
Yeah, so, like, I knew, like, my...
Fushani, too,
Sean Fushani, yeah. He's on the show, I listened to that.
Yeah, he talked about being into art first.
Yeah.
And then into...
Yeah, he really...
So, 15 years old, you start playing guitar. How old are you now?
I'm 21 now.
It's been 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started on guitar. Kind of a little late bloomer.
Yeah.
But you were too busy drawing and stuff, that's why.
Oh, yeah, I draw like every day.
Okay. What guitar players did you listen to other people? Did you learn off records? Did you start writing songs right away?
Well, actually, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were my favorite band. They're still like up there, you know?
So you were listening to the records? And
yeah, that's I think for me, that's where, like, that's where
it started. Learned off records. There's no shame in it.
Yeah. Well, I started off with, like, guitar tabs, and then eventually I...
Tabs, right, off the internet.
Then I learned by ear, and I got, like, a lot better.
The ear is what you got to develop.
Yeah, that's what makes you better, yeah.
Well, I don't know better, but different.
Yeah, that's
true. I think all the different angles, it all adds up. Eventually,
like I said before, you're trying to find your own way to play guitar.
Yeah.
Did you move on to other instruments?
Oh, yeah, bass. actually, one of my friends in high school, Mikey, he showed me the Minutemen. We had a math class together, and he's like, you're going to really love this band, you know, and everything. I checked them out.
This is Daniel?
What?
Which town?
Pedro.
Oh, really? At Pedro High?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like Mandich, Mikey Mandich?
Yeah, Mikey
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that's the drummer man and his son. Yeah. He's a longshoreman. He plays with Pizzo. Second man organ.
They broke up a while ago.
Well, it's called Flying Squad now.
Oh, yeah, Flying Squad now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, like, he showed me the Minutemen, and, like, I heard your bass playing. I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is awesome, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
You try your instruments?
Yeah, that, like, inspired me to play bass. I was like, bass is sick, you know? You can do a lot of things on it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Because mostly it's in the background. You don't really notice it, you know.
Well, now I'm a Chili Pepper, so.
Yeah.
right,
I think their second gig was opening for the Minutemen.
Yeah.
Guys. He was a trumpet player.
Yeah.
A lot of people in music or arts, they move on from one thing to the other.
He was into jazz. I love jazz.
Well, his pop was a stand-up player.
Yeah.
And the first band you were in?
The first band I was in is the Nut Jobs.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, in high school I had gone to punk. The first exposure to punk, I watched Decline of Western Civilization. I saw the Circle Jerks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I saw that and I was like, oh,
I think
my.
Me and D-Boot are in the crowd shot of that.
Really?
Yeah, really?
That's great.
In the pogo.
Yeah. That, like...
That's a trip.
Yeah, that turned me on
to... The Germs, that was great guitar player, Pat Smear. He was asked to join the Chili Peppers.
Really?
Years ago.
Oh, wow.
He joined Nirvana for a bit, right?
Yeah. He's in the Foo Fighters.
Well, he was there.
He's doing something with Dave Grohl.
He's in the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
In fact, I just saw him.
He got some big thing coming up.
He's a great cat.
Palladium.
Here, let's play some more music.
Later, they would both be at home. She accepted him. She would stand at the window in her turn of evening light and let him stand beside her, his arm around her. Sometimes he would be a child and let his head rest on her shoulder. He has such a heavy head, she thought. But her head was large too, generous with thought and remembrance. And then she would let her head rest on his shoulder, not very long, just a little while, long enough as if to say, I love you too. Mostly, though, they kept busy in the apartment. There was so much to do. The 38 meters had almost all been taken up. She kept 2 meters for herself, right near the window, where she could sleep alone when she was annoyed at him or bored with him. Most nights they slept together, but it is good to have space of one's own. She kept another 3 meters for her schoolwork, desk and chair and slim bookcase wedged against the wall and overflowing up the wall toward the distant ceiling. So much work for her at the desk and in the books. So much work for her, too, talking to him, listening at him. Then he might suddenly need her to jump up from whatever she was doing so she could hold his book open in front of him while he practiced a posture of ancient Peruvian Inca yoga that was described in the book. Or else he needed suddenly, right now and not a moment later, to smell her hair, to smell the roots of her hair, where, he said, her hair grows out of thinking. I love your thinking. They had brought all kinds of things into the apartment from the outside world. Once you get a big thing through a door, it can fit in surprisingly small space. That's what they discovered. Saturdays they would spend wandering around, finding things for their apartment. The 33 meters left, unoccupied, seemed by now a vast desert full of challenge. Several months had passed, and not once had he suggested that he might leave, or get a place of his own, or a life of his own, or go back to his own country. Never once, after several months, this is what they had in the apartment. 1 meter contained the whole of Mount Kilimanjaro, which came from Africa. It was so high that there was always snow on top of it, right up almost touching the ceiling. When it got hot and stuffy in the apartment, they would climb high up the gentle slopes of the mountain till they found a cool grotto where lush vegetation welcomed them, and they listened to the springs gurgling down into basalt basins, and leopards coughing in the woods, and they watched cute little hyraxes tumbling and playing and nibbling the seeds. Right next to that mountain, a square meter contained the small meadow on the slopes of the Donnersberg, not far from the Rhine. On it, a few dozen cows, slim but big-uddered, wander, sunlight warming their café au lait colored pelts. These cows provided them with fresh milk for their coffee and cereal, with enough left over to make quark and soft white cheese. They spent, or wasted, she sometimes thought, 2 whole meters on Lake Mono, the third oldest lake on the planet Earth, it is said. They brought it from California, deep and very blue. It was extremely salty, good for floating, but the rim of the lake was pure white with sun-dried salts. The waters were healing, perhaps, but they were not especially refreshing. So, they spent another meter on an intimate alpine lake they ordered from the Glauben. But that turned out to be too cold for all but the hottest days of August, when even the crowded street outside was struck dumb by the sun. Then the lake would please them. At other times, they mostly liked it for the thunderstorms that mashed above it so often and blazed with lightning. On serene afternoons, gulls would float over it, very small and far away, like the gulls in his book over some lake back in Sweden. One chaste, even austere meter was devoted to the several volumes of the great Littré dictionary, stacked up, and on it she would sometimes perch for hours, thinking, dreaming often of her own homeland and her distant friends. It would be months still before she could go home. In the meantime, they were together. How long would they be together? What does that mean? He had his 2 meters, she had her 5 meters, and that's what the world is like. We are born alone and we die alone. She said that to him once, severely. She forgot why she said it, but it was true. It is true. But they seemed to be now, and seemed to be together, and lived in this apartment where all kinds of things have been gathered. It is a pleasure to live in a world like this. Because they had lots of things and circumstances, things and textures to live with, this is what they had accumulated so far, each thing on its own square meter, or maybe a little more. One. A Blaupunkt cable model radio from 1955 with a sleek rank of plastic push buttons and huge plastic knobs that by now had taken on the look of old ivory and were good to feel. It made sound still, but they quarreled about what music was to listen to, and he would begin to lecture on the evils of this and the virtues of that. Mostly they used it to listen to the news. He didn't understand the language all that well, and then she'd have to explain to him what they'd just heard. 2, an armchair they had found in the street. He had, for sanitary reasons, sprayed it with a powerful disinfectant, of which it still smelled so strongly that nobody liked to sit in it. Still, it was nice to drop full shopping bags on, or pile books up on, or toss clothes for you to pull off. 3, a bathtub occupied 2 of the meters. It had feet in the shape of lion claws, but a peculiar lion, because the feet at one end of the tub pointed in one direction, while the feet at the other pointed in the other. With all the lakes in the room, it didn't get much use for baths, but it was an excellent space for storing clothes, since they didn't have to be folded, hence didn't get wrinkled. For a tobacco stand whose central storage barrier was lined with copper, neither of them smoked. The stand had a cactus living on it that never got watered and never died. 5, a metal stamping factory that made economy-grade scissors and shears from sheet metal. The workmen were all Japanese, and the bouncing jive of that emphatic language could be heard all day long in that part of the room. 6, a small railroad town from Pennsylvania on the shore of the Delaware River. One over which, shallow, slow, green with summer, can be seen just at the edge of the town. On the one street, a train is idling, taking on water and dropping off 2 worried-looking passengers. No one has come to meet them at the station. In a little diner, a girl is ordering pancakes, but you have to bend very low to hear her, so shy is she that her voice is low, but musical. 7. a beech tree, a little wild boar shoat, his furry back still dappled with the pale fawn spots of very young swine. He took up very little space, or some space, wherever it was, but it tended to move around quite a lot the way younger animals do, even though it normally tended to gravitate back to the tree, from which beech nuts would presently begin to fall. 9. A little country church from Bavaria. Its steeple, onion bulbous at the base, narrowed to a very pointy summit, tipped with a simple Latin cross like the protective button on an AK. The cross kept him and her from scratching themselves on the sharp spire. 10. An old waterless fountain from Sicily. The stone was rust-stained and crumbling, and the stonework looked as if it had been made 1,000 years ago by Arabs, but who can say? Waterless in general, yes, but every once in a while, often in the middle of the night, or in a silent afternoon after love's siesta, they would suddenly hear a trickle, and they would look sleepily into the fountain and see a little gush of water up just an inch or two above the old lead pipe from which the spray once rose. Enough water would come out to cover most of the basin, then the flow would stop. Sometimes he or she, or the two of them together, shoulder to shoulder, or even closer, hip to hip, arms around each other, would kneel at the rim of the fountain and bend forward, holding each other, and drink from the strange and sudden water that always tasted like metal or tasted like stone, they could never decide. In the morning, sometimes the basin would still be damp to the touch, and even so, there was always room for more.
Thank you. Passes by, no result. to show this revolution moves too slow. The effort, time, and sacrifices a creature comforts of various vices. We try so hard to change the tide. We love, we live, we long, we've lied. The past and future are the same. Our destinies cannot be changed. There was a man who really tried. He lived to pass his time. The earth spun round as it did before, and it didn't bat an eyelid.
For Pedro Show. Last bunch of music for this edition. You just heard Everything Is the Way It's Supposed to Be by Deep in the Woods, 66. They're from Ireland. Flies on You with Shipman-esque ahead of that. I spaced, I don't know where they're from. Sister by One Disaster. They're Pedro, I know that. In fact, the cat, his name's Dave, and he gives drums lessons for a living. Basho ahead of that, downhill. Basho's what,
Basho,
I think they call those sumo matches. They're called bashes. I've always wanted to call a song that. And we start all off with 40 Square Meters by Robert Kelly, incredible poet. Chance, I want to get into your journey. I mean, you told us all the story of Short Temper, but... As you were doing so, you were telling me you know how to play everything. You write everything.
Yeah.
So when did you first get into music?
I want to say, well, my mom always played, like...
Your mom's a musician.
Yeah. No, she's not a musician, but she loves music.
Ah.
My dad was a musician.
So she... Oh, he is.
Yeah.
So she's playing the records and the radio,
yeah,
and
like,
he's actually... What did he play?
Well, my dad played guitar and sang.
Oh, all right.
But
he got music in the house. Maybe.
Yeah, well, the thing was is that he wasn't in the picture. He wasn't in the picture. And the thing was is, like, you know, my mom would play bands like Social Distortion for me. Just stuff like that, like Billy Idol, you know, like kind of 80s stuff for me. When I was
Generation
in probably...
Generation X.
Yeah, when I was probably in about, like, second...
Gen X.
second or third grade, somewhere around there. So it was real early.
So what's that, like seven?
Yeah, right around there, seven or eight.
And that's when you start playing?
No, actually, I from then, like, I started...
just getting interested in music.
Yeah, I didn't pick up a guitar until, I want to say I was about, like, nine, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
So, that was...
Way down the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a long time for me. But, you know, I,
6 years So you start playing guitar now, what, she give you a guitar?
Yeah, I got a little freaking plywood
thing,
you know, but that's what everybody starts out on.
Electric, little amp.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you playing the records?
Yeah, I was just kind of like...
How did you move to these other instruments?
Well, I mean, I played guitar for, I don't know how long. I started playing in a band when I was 13. And we only played, like, two shows and then, you know, broke up just because we were young and whatnot.
Yeah, but how'd you get these other instruments? Oh, because you wanted...
Well, yeah, I kind of wanted to... I mean, I kind of had... I didn't really know how to write songs, but I knew that I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I knew that time would, you know, kind of help me with that. So I figured, why not learn the other things while I can?
Sure.
You know, while I have the time to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. So after guitar, what'd you go for? Bass?
Yeah, bass. And then... I try to play drums, but, you know, I can do a little thing, but I picked up a piano.
Piano?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And,
percussive.
Yeah. And then, when Short Temper started, I was going to be the guitar player, and our friend Zach was going to sing, but then, you know, however it worked out.
Batch of the bass band.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what, I want to sing because these are the songs that I wrote, and they're coming straight from my heart and how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I want people to experience it the way I'm experiencing it, so I'm going to,
give some direction to you.
Exactly, band. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, what's in the future? This record's coming out soon?
Yeah, this record's coming out.
What's the name of it?
It's called Stuck in My Head.
Stuck in My Head by Short Temper People. They're burning them now.
Yeah.
I was giving them some advice. Maybe they'll be able to get some. But come, when's the next gig?
Our next gig so far right now is March 9th. But
March
9th. We're going to have a lot more between that time. It's just a matter of booking and whatnot.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on pretty much everything.
So, mostly Facebook. If you
yeah.
Want.
Facebook/Short Temper?
Yeah.
Okay, go there. Or go anywhere. You don't have to go there. I didn't mean to say that.
Take a trip.
Fake look. But check out Short Temper. So the future is this lineup.
Yeah.
Solid.
Solid.
Plow mm-hmm. ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah. You showed these guys that you mean business.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe
yeah.
you got some men that are going to stick with you. Chance, I wish you all the luck. Victor, Big Nick.
Thank you.
And your other man who couldn't make it. It's been a pleasure to have you aboard.
Yeah, glad you guys
the
over
side
here.
Mice, huh?
Yeah.
Right? Sloth, Gobby,
yeah.
And Alan. Sorry we didn't get to wrap it up, but it was the kids' show.
And Steve Wynn.
Yeah, but thanks for, like, there would have been too much reverb in the room. It's been the January 17th edition, 2013 edition version of edition of the Watt Fever Show. With the stumble bum fucking stammer talking Watt. Along with brother Matt saying thank you so much. Keep your powder dry.